Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The right fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Earl Whitehill. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sugar Cane. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Sugar Cane. And now, play ball. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Fox. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer takes first base on ball four. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin takes first base on ball four. Meyer moves to second. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Meyer moves to third. Goslin moves to second. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Whitehill. Bishop moves to third. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schulte. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL takes first base on ball four. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes QL. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. QL steals second. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge strikes out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Senators nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane bunts towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Finney moves to second. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a line drive towards first. QL reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Meyer moves to second. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mainisch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Meyer moves to third. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Senators nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bluge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McNair moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Quel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields the ball and throws to Kane covering. Safe. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0 for 1 in the game. Bludge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehill hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Senators nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane is 0 for 0 in the game. Cane hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Meyer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 2 in the game. Mainisch hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Senators nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cochran moves to third. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bludge fields it and throws to second for the out. Cochran scores. One out. It's 4-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNair moves to third. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. McNair scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 5-0, Athletics. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sewell for a passed ball. Johnson scores. Higgins goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-0, Athletics. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Finney hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cane strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. Schult hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bishop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. QL hits a line drive into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0-for-2 in the game. Bludge hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Senators nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cliff Bolton now catching. Alex McCall now pitching. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex McCall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bolton moves to second. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Meyer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney. Meyer reaches second base with a double. Bolton scores. It's 7-1, Athletics. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-3 in the game. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Senators 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Harris now playing center field. Bob Boken now playing third base. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Bolton. Fox moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McNair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. McNair moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Fox scores. McNair moves to third. 2 outs. It's 8-1, Athletics. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Finney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNair scores. It's 9-1, Athletics. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cane hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-2, Athletics. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. 1 out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bolton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Bolton reaches second base with a double. Boken goes all the way around to score. It's 9-3, Athletics. Sam Rice pinch hits for Alex McCall. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Bolton trying to get to home. Kramer throws the ball into Cochran who tags Bolton who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Senators 3. The Athletics will come to bat. John Kerr now playing third base. Bob Boken now playing shortstop. Ed Chapman now pitching. Sam Rice now playing left field. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-3, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Harris, who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Cochran goes all the way around to score. It's 11-3, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 12-3, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McNair moves to second. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Dib Williams now playing second base. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goslin hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Meyer moves to second. Moberg pinch hits for Ed Chapman. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 12, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.